Guys, welcome to another episode of The Pulse. You know what we do every week, talking to people, hearing their stories, getting a little bit of the excitement, the entertainment, but also the background. And I'm not even sure, as excited as I am, how I introduce today's guest. So he's chef, entrepreneur, Emmy Award winner. I'm pretty sure you host like every show in some capacity. Guy Fieri joins us. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Not every show. Look at you. You're taking over all the space right now, but you're talking about a good topic today. So I'm letting this one go. You run with the ball.
You're going to let me have this half an hour of my show today. Listen, you're the Ryan Seacrest of like cooking shows. The rest of us can't get a little work because you guys got all the shows.
I think you're crushing it. I think you got your own space. But thank you very much for having me. This is a very exciting time and very important topic and finally a big milestone that's happening, and you guys are all getting a chance to see it and experience it, and I can't believe it's finally happening.
I appreciate it. So let's start there, because for somebody with that many milestones, excitement about this one. Why is this one so exciting to you?
Well, you know, back when the pandemic hit and we've all been still reeling from that, it was a very tender time. And I'm a chef restaurant owner from way before the TV stuff. And I was talking with my business partners and my friends and so forth. I said, I want to do something that kind of rocks the system. You know, I want to do something that mixes it up a little bit. I want to give something away. I want to create a chance of a lifetime. And what that meant was we put a show on that I produced for the Food Network, and we gave away one of our franchises, and not just the franchise, we gave away the entire restaurant, built the restaurant, gave the franchise, did the training, and set a person up in business, and brought in some contestants from around the country, put them through some competition, very similar to how I got on the Food Network with the Food Network star 16, 17 years ago. And said, whoever could go through this, learn this, understand this, and prove themselves, we are going to give a complete restaurant to, and they could take it and run with it and hopefully create a chance of a lifetime. And we did that. And it was a hard-fought battle. Awesome, awesome people competing. And finally, Philly's own Chef Kevin steps up and wins chance of a lifetime and will be opening his own Chicken Guy here very shortly. And it's everything I wanted it to be. And if you haven't met Kevin, you just wait. This guy's an Army vet or a military vet. What he's done, who he is, how he leads his family, all the things about him. I mean, he is an American hero, and he won the competition, and he's opening up the Chicken Guy, and just get ready.
We're actually going to talk to him later, so we'll come back to that in just a minute, because we're going to spend some time with him as well. But your story, you were talking about how you got into this. You were already a chef, restaurateur. 16 years ago, you became the what? This is when it took off. I had Chef Garces in here, and he struggled with the concept of celebrity chef. He's like, I'm not exactly sure how I embrace that or own that. You don't seem to have a problem with it, but there's a lot that goes with it.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, I don't really. It's what everybody else puts on you. You know, I'm a cook, so, and I think that Jose is an amazing guy. I'll call him a celebrity chef. He won't call himself that. I mean, he's an iron chef. The guy is a whole different level of amazing. But we're all just cooks. Whether or not it gets televised or not, it's not, the reason you cook is not because you're going to be on TV. I mean, there's different people come from. When I started cooking, there was no such thing. Well, I'm actually, there was Graham Kerr and Julia Childs.
Right.
But, no, this is a very interesting time. Fortunately, we have people like the food, organizations like the Food Network, or stations or channels or energies like the Food Network, because it really has helped swing the pendulum back into the world of food. You know, we were in such a space for so many years where people into processed foods and how quick they can eat the food and how quick they can make the food, how cheap they can make the food. And finally, we're coming back into this space about how great we can make the food. And that's what Chicken Guy is all about. And that's what this concept was about was, you know, and that's what I was taking is, okay, I'll take my chef experience, my restaurant experience, my TV experience, I'll put them all together, and I'm going to shine that light on somebody else and say, hey, wait a second, here's somebody that's really hardworking, that's really devoted and dedicated to this industry, that loves what, you know, is going on. They're going to understand what we're trying to do at Chicken Guy about being scratch made, handmade, homemade, and give them a concept, give them a full restaurant, not just the franchise, give them the whole thing. And that's what's taking place. So
in King of Prussia, right here
in King of Prussia,
in the King of Prussia mall,
in the busiest mall in the country.
I know, right? That's not a bad gift. I mean, he won it, so I don't know that it necessarily counts as a gift, but that's impressive to give somebody the whole thing.
I'll tell you what it was. We weren't, you know, Kevin fought hard. There was great contestants, everybody on there. But what was going to originally happen is my business partner, Robert Earl, who's the founder of Planet Hollywood. We were like, we're going to have somebody that wins, and then we'll find one of our areas that we're opening a Chicken Guy, and then we'll bring them and put them in place. But after Kevin won, and knowing his love and appreciation and hometown feel of Philly, which I love Philly, by the way, don't get me wrong, Philly's such a great food town, a great Triple D town, great sports town, so much history. He said, wait a second, why not let Kevin find us where he wants to put it? So put it at King of Prussia, put it in the biggest mall in the country, and give him that spotlight and that stage to really do what Chicken Guy can do, what Kevin can do. And it was just a perfect fit. So what we had planned and what we ended up doing, kind of a little bit different, but we built him the restaurant. We put him through the training. We did all that, set him up for business. And this guy, and he's seasoned. He knows what he's doing. He's a hard worker. He's going to rock the house.
Why do you think this has resonated so much with people? I mean, you said that at your core, you're just a cook. But these shows, the ones you've been involved with, this one, like, people really get into this and they kind of label you guys as the celebrities. You think people just like the fact that it's like, huh, like, look at these guys going out there blowing up. They do some of the same things I do.
I think it's exactly what you just said. We're no different than anybody else. I mean, we're just cooks. We love food. The common denominator of all the people is that we all love food. Now, the fact that they'll put a camera on me and let me drive around in a convertible car, which is my car, but they'll let me go drive around and go check out funky joints that are owned by, you know, families, mom and pops around the country, around the world. Does that get any cooler? But I'm just still Guy Fieri, you know, and I started here in Northern California with one restaurant, built a few more restaurants. And yes, it's grown, but still just the same guy. And I think that's what people like, is that they can resonate, they can understand, they can balance with the fact that we all cook pasta with salted water. We all, you know, we all learn from one another. And I think that's the, like I said, the common denominator. Everybody can kind of understand everybody, each other in the food world. I say all the time, you want to solve the world's problems, put everybody at the dinner table, okay? Because when everybody's eating together, people are feeling good, people have good conversation, it breaks all boundaries. And, you know, this thing that we're doing, this Chicken Guy concept that we're doing with Kevin, and we have Chicken Guy concepts all over the country. Mm-hmm. But what it's about is, if you're going to eat fried chicken in today's world, then eat some really great fried chicken. All right. I can't say that eating fried food is great.
That's a good concept.
Let's talk about things that are brined and hand battered and pressure fried and homemade sauces and, you know, scratch made milkshakes. Let's talk about that. Because if you're going to eat it, you better eat the best. And that's what we're doing. And that's what Kevin's going to be serving up at King of Prussia. And I know this mall's already busy, mm-hmm. but I'm going to tell you what, it's going to get crazy. Going to get real crazy. He's got so many hometown people pulling for him, especially being a veteran and being a dad and being a caterer and all these things. It's going to be awesome.
Is this still, I mean, it seems like a silly question because your energy answers it. But all of this stuff, driving around in the convertible, open these restaurants, doing these shows, you know, 3, 2, 1, go, all that kind of stuff. You're still having fun. This is just fun to you.
When it stops being fun, it's over.
Okay.
I mean, life's too short. Life's too short to be doing stuff that you don't enjoy. I mean, look at you. I can tell you got great enthusiasm. You did your homework. You know what you're doing. You're entertaining people. You're giving people information. There's so many different facets to, like, the show that you're getting, you know, to give us an opportunity to be on. And I think that we all have something to serve. You know, we all, be it fast food, fine dining, music, comedy, whatever it is, entertainment, news, whatever. We all have something to do inside of this program, inside of this world. do what you do and do it the best you can. And if people enjoy it, continue to do it as long as you enjoy it, you know? And that's what was such a good thing about Kevin is we saw in all these competitors that they wanted it. Mm. We just saw in Kevin that he had this next level about it. And that's what, that was the piece that really pushed him over the top. And I think that's what's such a great piece for us, you know, that we own Chicken Guy or we own the, you know, the franchise, is we want people to have the experience of the food, but the experience of the people. You feel different when somebody sings a song to you and they really get it. They really genuinely appreciate it. You get a different sense of the experience. Someone just phoning it in, you know the difference.
Yeah.
So what Kevin and his team are ready to do, and they've all come and trained at our Orlando restaurant, or our flagship at Disney Springs, people aren't going to get just chicken and sauces. They're going to get a full hospitality experience with Kevin and his team. And I think it's going to be a big hit.
Couple more things. I know we got tight time frames, but I don't know how you ask somebody who's built an empire, multiple restaurants, as I said, 57 shows, ask them what's next? Or you just keep finding the next fun thing?
What's next? 57 shows. Well, coming up in June 1st and 2nd, in Columbus, Ohio. Actually, that's the city I was born in. Okay. My parents, I was born in Columbus and they moved to California. We are throwing the first ever Flavortown Fest. This is a food, booze, and music experience. We have Kane Brown, we have Greta Van Fleet, we have Bret Michaels, we have a whole slew of amazing artists coming to perform, a whole bunch of Triple D restaurants coming to serve food, amazing chefs coming to compete, and all kinds of activities around food and people and hanging out, and it's going to be the biggest rock and roll food, music, booze festival that we've ever seen, June 1st and 2nd in Columbus, Ohio.
So
how about that?
So fun.
From restaurants to TV shows to now concert promotions.
Found something else that is just fun. This segment of the show, The Pulse, we kind of ask everybody, the whole theme of it is use your voice for good. So we ask everybody what that concept means to them. What message are they passing on to other people watching? What does use your voice for good mean to you?
Well, I think that you are the example of that. You're shining the light on a very positive concept that's happened. One, we did a show about it, which was awesome. That was about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Two, we're recognizing a veteran who is creating 25 jobs and or 20, almost 30 jobs. We've got so many good things that go on in this country. And I think that what we need to do is stop the infighting. We are the greatest country in the world. We have the sacrifice that's being made by our soldiers, and not just our soldiers, but their families, when the soldiers are displaced or, you know, hopefully, unfortunately injured, mentally or physically. There's so many things going on that are in our benefit, and so many people making sacrifices for this country. Please recognize that. Quit complaining about it, and start celebrating it. And supporting it. We are very blessed. We are very fortunate. And we can all do so much to support the positive energy and the positive direction of our country. We just need to change the, you know, paradigm, the pendulum a little bit and start recognizing how blessed we are. That's really how. And that's what I try to do. I try to do it with Guys, Grocery Games, Diner, Drive, and Dives, all those 57 shows you said, is if everybody just moved it by 10%, I think we could change a lot of the negative energy. But look at your show, man. You're a perfect example. Highlighting the positive, recognizing the good things people are doing, and shining the light on, you know, on how wonderful things are, how good things are. Yeah, there's tragedy and there's difficulty and so forth, but we don't need to put it on the front page of the paper every day.
So we're about to meet Kevin. What do we need to know about him?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad that I could be the opening act for that, but the real star of today's interview is coming up right now. He's the winner of Chance of a Lifetime, and he is going to rock the Chicken Guy. Chef Kev, take it away.
All right, so Guy did it probably better than I could. So let's just welcome Kevin Cooper to The Pulse. How are you, sir?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing real well. I don't know if I'm doing as well as you, man. You won a whole restaurant.
Yup, sure did, man. And I'm standing 10 toes on it.
But what's that feel like to actually win a restaurant?
I mean, it feels good, man. It's a very unique situation. Now, I feel like, you know, not to toot my own horn, I am a very unique guy, right? So it was like another puzzle piece to my life that was just meant for me. And that's just what I believe.
So tell us about that life. You said it's a puzzle piece. How'd you get here? How'd you get into cooking?
Yeah, so I've been cooking since I was 9 years old, man. It was a big tub of peanut butter on my mom's kitchen cabinet, collecting dust. And I said, Mom, can I, you know, go and experiment with it? And she was just like, yeah, do your thing. So I made peanut butter cookies, you know, long story short, and I made them every single day until she was like, not a near another peanut butter cookie ever in my life. So she said, son, just go out and just, you know, experiment in the kitchen and just do your thing. So, and that's what I've been doing. Been cooking since then. I had a few, you know, little jobs as a teenager in the kitchen and restaurants and things of that nature. But I was very, very afraid to pursue it professionally. So I joined the Army. I was 13 years in the Army. The Army gave me the discipline and the confidence to finally just do my thing. I came out, started a catering company, got a degree in culinary arts, specialized technology and restaurant management, and did my thing. Been on a few Food Network shows, ended up on Guy's Sense of a Lifetime, and I won. Just to sum it up.
But you were... so. Peanut butter is sitting there. You want to experiment, but you didn't come. Was your mom a chef or a baker? Was your family? Or you just were curious?
I mean, obviously they know how to burn, but they're not professional cooks or chefs or anything like that. And I was very curious. It has always been something that was on me. Like, I wasn't the young boy who was out there getting dirty and playing ball. Right. Mm-hmm. I wanted to bake. I wanted to cook. And, you know, being from North Philly, that wasn't the thing, you know? So, but I think I realized at that young age that it was okay for me to be true to myself, you know? So I experimented with the peanut butter cookies, no recipes, just putting stuff together, you know, put them in the oven and they came out right.
So when did you realize that, I mean, the peanut butter cookies, 9 years old, that's an experiment. Then you're not out kind of, you know, like we all were coming up outside, getting into trouble, any of that kind of stuff. You were focused on baking and cooking. Was there a point where you realized this is real? Like, this is something that I can do and want to do?
Absolutely. I realized that when I was, I think, in high school, when I was very curious as to, you know, what other cultures were eating. So I would go into like random Asian markets. It was just, it's just a part of who you are. I think once people understand what they're supposed to be doing on this earth, it'll just make life so much easier and so much better, man. So, and that's just my story right there.
Okay, so you realized it and then you started pursuing that path. I mean, you said you did time in the service, and, you know, again, thank you for your service. But what made What made this like, okay, I'm gonna go win this? You said you did the Food Network a couple times. I'm gonna go win a restaurant. Like, that's a leap of faith.
Yeah, man. So, you know, becoming a chef was the scariest thing I've ever done, right? Okay. I think the things that we want to pursue, they tend to intimidate us a little bit. To a person that you know, chefing is not their thing, they're like, oh, you can just go and cook, but it's not that, like, it starts from within, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I joined the military. I mean, I worked at Wendy's. I worked in pizza shops as a teenager, did a few, you know, jobs. I was a manager at Wendy's before I joined the Army. I was like, it was one of those things where I had some restaurant experience. But then when it was time to really pursue it, like fine dining and all the things that I really love, I was afraid. So I joined the military, and, you know, I joined the military, honestly, to serve my country, obviously, but I joined the military so I can, you know, be able to get a degree because I wanted to go to school. And, you know, after I think 12 years or 11 years of being in, I was like, I want to pursue this professionally. So only, like, obviously my wife knows, when my last duty station, I was actually doing like private upscale dinners while I was active duty. Right. And I was the guy who was cooking for all my battle buddies when we was, you know, overseas in Korea and just doing my thing. So it was just one of those things where cooking was always attached to me in some kind of way, to the point when we were garrisoned, and garrison meaning we're not overseas, when we were garrisoned, I would go to my commander and have him sign off for me to work at a restaurant. And that's what I did. So I was active duty and actively working in the restaurant while I was active duty. So it was just something that I just couldn't shake. And it's just been a part of me since I can remember.
So even as you were serving the country, you were actively pursuing this dream. So this was almost, you know, the chance to go out there and win this was natural progression for you. I want to do this. Here's an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. So then when I came home, I transitioned to the National Guard. It gave me more time to kind of be free. You know, I finished school, got my degree. So my the first show that I signed up for was called Beat Bobby Flay. And the producers called me and they said, listen, we took a look at your resume and you're biting off a little bit more than you can chew. You're still kind of young in the industry, but we have this other opportunity for you. And it was called Cooks versus Cons. So I got on Cooks versus Cons, talked to the producers. They loved me. And then, you know, I went to, I think, New York and did in film and I won. The first show I ever was on, the first Food Network show that I was on, I won. So then the second show that I did was called Fire Masters, and that was in Canada. That was Food Network Canada. And I went on that show, and I ended up losing. But this is why I lost. I remember going to a networking event, and this I was speaking to this young lady, and she was like, you know, as I was telling her, you know, my accolades and everything that I've done, she said, you are very humble, man. You're too humble. You need to be a little bit more cocky. Like, you need to be gritty. Like, you're from Philly. You need to be gritty. So I took that advice and I went to Canada with it and I lost. So I say that to say is that it's very important that you stay true to who you are, because God don't make no mistakes, man. He don't lose mistakes at all. So stay true to who you are and just do you and be you. Like, I don't need to be cocky because I'm already husky. I already have a deep voice. So why do I have to be cocky? It's just going to make me unlikable, you know? Yeah. And I went on that show like, I'm going to win and I'm the truth and I'm this. And I end up losing. So that particular show taught me how to win, right? So even though I was listening to somebody else and I was listening to the wrong advice, it was another learning lesson for me. Then we did Guys Grocery Games. I won that. And then Guys Just Have a Lifetime, the series show on the Food Network. I ended up winning that. And that's how I ended up with the restaurant.
Take us behind the scenes. You win a restaurant. You win this competition, obviously, and we can all see Chicken Guy, your place in the King of Prussia Mall. What's it been like kind of leading up to opening up your own restaurant, Guy Fieri involved, you know, all of this, people watching? What's that been like?
Yeah, man, it's been amazing, man. It's been a lot of, like, you know, growth. It's been a lot of pruning. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the type of guy who I feel like it was a lot of publicity when I won this show, right? And I don't ever want to compromise my integrity for nothing. You know what I mean? Like, people, they get in the spotlight, they get the fame, and they start changing, right? I want to remain the same guy that I was before this show. Right. So it was a lot of pruning for me. So actually the weight was good for me. You know, I got a lot of training done. You know, my managers got trained. My team is getting trained. And, you know, Guy Fieri and his team, they are absolutely amazing. They have been helping me out tremendously along the way to ensure that this is going to be a successful opening and to also ensure that I'm successful as well. You know, so it's just been, I think, every weight, every situation it was supposed to be how it is, man.
Okay, so tell us what we're going to see. We're coming out to Chicken Guy. We're going to come out to King of Prussia. Like, go ahead, man. You got your pitch to tell us why we need to come see you out of King of Prussia.
So first and foremost, man, you know we located in King of Prussia Mall, 160 North Gulf Road, KOPPA 19046. You come in through the Primark entrance, you come downstairs, and then you want to know that we're there, right? Because listen, when you come to the food court, we are going to be turned up. We are a loud kitchen. The concept is very bright. We have delicious sandwiches, delicious tenders, delicious shareables and sides, amazing sauces, amazing hand-spun shakes, and it's a chef-driven concept, so we do everything from scratch, right? You're not getting no box frozen, none of that. You get what I'm saying? So we actually make our sauces on site. People come to me all the time like, yo, how you go from having this upscale catering company to serving, you know, fast food? I said, baby, it ain't fast food. It's fast casual. Don't forget the casual, right? Make sure you add the casual in it. And also make sure that you remember that is a chef-driven concept. We're not giving you no prepackaged sauces. We are actually mixing and making those sauces in the back of the kitchen, cupping them ourselves in the 2-ounce cups, presenting them to our customers. You know what I mean? We are hand pressing, hand battering, pressure frying our chicken on site. We are hand spinning our steaks on site, and we are a loud kitchen. Like when you go into a restaurant, meaning like a casual restaurant or a fine dining restaurant, when you go into their kitchens, it's loud. They're screaming, like in a good way, communicating, hey, 5 minutes on steak, five minutes on salmon. It's the same way in Chicken Guy. And because it's in the food court, you're going to hear us turning up.
You can see immediately, Guy said this earlier, that you two have very similar energy. It seems like that this was a good relationship in working together. Did you see that kind of that bonding as you guys got into this? You're very similar, at least in the pride you take in what you're doing and the energy in which you present it.
Absolutely. Me and Guy Fieri, we have a whole lot in common. And it's kind of, I mean, it's one of those things that is very emotional for me because it's when Guy won the Food Network, right? He won Food Network Star. Mm-hmm. I think he was 37 years old at that time. I was 37 when I won Chance of a Lifetime. And Food Network Star was a big show. And Guy's Chance of a Lifetime is a big show for me, right? We both lost our sisters. And I actually lost my sister while I was filming the show. Mm. And he was able to, you know, empathize with me on that note. So it's just those little nuances that is an eye opening for me to make me, you know, realize that, yo, this is a connection that was supposed to happen. Is like, there's no doubt, because I wasn't going to do Chance of a Lifetime. I was casting for a whole nother show on Netflix when Guy's Chance of a Lifetime came across my email. And I really wanted to do Netflix, but I promise you, it felt like a hook got attached to my collar and I got finished to my single lifetime. It's one of those things that I knew that I wanted Netflix, but I needed Chance of a Lifetime.
And we're proud of you. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. We're going to come out there and see you. Maybe you come by the station, hang out with us a little bit in the future. North Philly's own. You get the closing word. We have this concept, use your voice for good. That's how we end all of our shows. What does use your voice for good mean to you?
I feel like using your voice for good is just showing up your best self in anything and everything that you do, right? Even when you don't like it, show up as your best self, right? Because you never know how you can help somebody else. We become successful when we take ourselves out of it and put other people first.
Guys, thanks so much for listening to The Pulse with Bill Anderson podcast today. And it was a little bit different today because we had two people on who are connected. Of course, celebrity chef Guy Fieri and soon-to-be celebrity chef Kevin Cooper, with an amazing story of how they came together, the journey that they're on, an inspiration for up-and-coming chefs. So I hope you enjoyed it like I did. Do me a favor and hit like, subscribe, follow, whatever you have to hit so you get a notification every Monday when another episode of The Pulse is available. Also, you can head over to YouTube, check out all of the past episodes, and now all streaming networks. So connected TVs, that's Roku, that's Android, that's Apple TV, Fire TV, Amazon, you name it. We are now on smart TVs and connected TVs, all of our shows right there at your fingertips. Thank you so much for spending time with us, and I leave you today, as I always do, reminding you, whenever you can, use your voice for good, and have a good one.